dress?
Well, I could then, but I am growing so long.
Who took care of her?
Well, my husband and he had a driver. Someone to drive it.
Did you ever have any trouble with it? What?
No, we never had any trouble with it.
What'd you have to do to it though to keep it?
Well, send it to the garage if anything got wrong with it.
What did they usually do at the garage?
Well, I couldn't tell you. I don't know what they'd do, but they would do something, whatever it was, needed to be did.
Well, if it was squeaking or something, what would they do to it?
Just get it out somewhere, as far as I know.
If you had something that was squeaking, what would you do to it?
I wouldn't do anything to do but to take it to the garage. Now, when a wagon wheel or a buggy wheel would squeak, something like that, I know what to do with that. You get an oil it, and that stop that squeaking. But I don't know anything about the car squeaking.
Well, when you oil the buggy wheels, the oil is kind of liquidy, isn't it?
No.
Or runny.
It's a thick paste, or something look like Vaseline, but it's yellow. You call it, let me see, what you call it? Axle grease. You call it axle grease. You buy a big box full of it. Mm-hmm. And you take, I've seen them take a little board and place it all, take that wheel off and fit it, you know, put it all in there and place that wheel back on there. That's the way they would do it. Wagon wheels and buggy wheels at the needle.
Did they ever mess up the hands with the...
Well, I'm sure they did. Mm-hmm. But they use that bowl gun. But in working with it, you know, they get dirty hands.
And when they got grease all over their hands, the hands would be what?
I just grease it, they just have to go wash it off.
Mm-hmm. What else did you use around the house to carry things around in?
I don't know of anything else we had to carry things around in.
How about this little thing with the two handles and one wheel?
Fly? A wheelbarrow? Oh yes, you take a wheelbarrow to carry trash, you know. Children would always rake the yard and put this trash in the wheelbarrow and haul it to some place where they could dump it out.
How did you keep your knives and things sharp?
We always had some, a grinding rock, they call it. That was for the axes and different things like that, but we had a steel, what you call a steel, to sharpen knives on. We had a long steel, some sharp, some long. And we had a long round one for the market to sharpen the butcher knives with. Mm-hmm.
Did you know anything about making a lamp?
Making a lamp?
It's like if you couldn't find a kerosene lamp, anything like that.
I don't know anything about making one, but I tell you one thing I seen when I was a little kid. It was a family lived near us. And I seen them take a pickle jar, and pour kerosene in it and buy a burner. You could buy burners then for a lamp and wicks. I've seen them take one of those jars. I've seen it with kerosene in it. I don't know how they got it in there, but I knew they had to pour it in there. And set that wick on there, that burner on there with a wick in it, and strike a match and use it for a lamp. I've seen that. Mm-hmm. It is an old couple. Had that.
And it burned?
Mm-hmm. Right. Old man and old lady.
Did you have many lakes and things around?
Lakes? No.
Did your husband fish?
No, we didn't have a chance to fish. We were working on it. We always had to stay and stuff.
But some people went to fish and they had boats and things.
No, we didn't have boats then. They just go fishing on the creek. Didn't have ponds. You just go out and find a place with water. And it's always been a creek around here. And you just get together and go fishing like that someday. I think I went fishing 3 or 4 times. My husband let one of the boys take us out. Some friends of mine. I called myself fishing, but they called fish, but I didn't. I don't know why. I just never could catch it.